Hoot! 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 Keith is a little self-conscious. It's truthfully about the Keith Rain compliments. No, I'm serious. I said, hey, man, we need you on the pod again. You are you down? He goes, man, hell no, man. I've seen all those comments. I said, so then I had to start buttering his ego a little bit. I started, man, I think what I think is, then I caught myself. I go, dude, main event of Talking Shop Mania 3. He stopped. He looked up.
Oh, yeah.
He looked right up at me.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, huh? What?
You know, we got a lot of new characters coming.
That talk to us.
Talking
Shop Mania 3 is going to be fucking incredible.
I had five talent go, what are you guys doing the next one of those parodies? I got to be on there.
Who?
A few recently canceled. Released brothers that, you know, when you get released, everyone saw our platform that we created. You got to make fun of the dumb motherfuckers for it. You can't go, I'm so mad, but I'm also so goddamn grateful that I got to live my dream.
Oh, God. Oh, the grateful stuff. The grateful stuff has to go.
Listen, if you're a wrestler and you're listening to this, there's a chance you don't like us anyway. Don't fucking tell them thank you for firing you. Tell them fuck you. Let's look back through history. I'll give an example of here a we deceased go, finally. Legend.
Let's get you going viral.
Hot Rod Rowdy Roddy Piper sued Vince, called him every name in the book, got brought back 88 times. It doesn't fucking matter. It's pro wrestling. If they think they can make money with you, they'll bring you back. If they think for some reason, which if they don't think that, they're dumbasses, that Gallows and Anderson are going to make them millions of dollars off something that they come up with or whatever, they're bringing us back. Whether we do 17 Talking Shop of Manias, and once they see our cartoon, boy, they're not going to like that, are they?
They might not ever have
We might not get a job again.
That's a whole other podcast, too, because we have so much. There's so much stuff going on in WWE. We have to... We almost need to sit down and take a deep dive and like write down what we want to talk about because there's so much going on there. I don't want to throw it away in this and just say this sucks or that sucks or you understand what that is.
Is a Fink, did a Fink get an old station wagon?
So is there?
I can't think.
Is that Ted Bundy?
Maybe. Well. The Finks had to deal with a lot looking down.
Did Ted Bundy have a station wagon or a Volkswagen?
Fink, you've had to look down on a lot lately, haven't you?
I have.
Oh, hello, Fink.
Well, I used to be inside the office, and now I see the WWE office is in shambles.
What's going on, Fink?
It sure is, Fink.
Are they gonna sell? Well, I got a kayfabe that, Drew. Oh, I'm sorry, Fink.
Because Fink clearly knows.
I can see everything, just like always. I was the longest reigning employee in the history of the company. Vince McMahon Sr.'s first hire.
That's impressive, Fink.
I know. Fuck off. Anyway, welcome
That's it.
To the hashtag worst podcast ever. Here are your hosts, and boy, the room looks a lot better, Carl, than it normally does when it's you with your fucking needs an updated iPhone. Emilio, the man with the balls that go ever so deeply.
Oh, we are sounding crispy right now.
He's got us sounding hashtag crispy.
We sound good.
We've got a... Will you stop talking over me, you needle-nosed bastard? You got your nose
it's
broken.
It's crooked.
Well, you got it broken, and now it's grown even more.
It's crooked and from Wesso Wack.
Gallows, he can't even breathe through his. So fuck him too. Hey, what the fuck, Fink? I brought you here. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
What is wrong with
us? Here are your hosts. To my left, because
like,
I'm in the room.
You went on a tangent talking to yourself as someone else's voice. You went on a tangent.
I am me. What are you talking
sorry,
about?
Sorry, Fink. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Carl.
My apologies.
Off. Anyway, that's my transition word, if you didn't know, in real life. Anyway, to my left.
I'm listening.
He's got a hairy chest, and he uses Pert Plus to condition his hair.
Do they still make Pert Plus?
Yes, they do. I can see everything from heaven, that's Carl. Right. Shut up. Balls deep. Billy!
Fink, Jesus, did Langdon get you sick?
Maybe. Even in heaven we get sick. It's like, to my right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to insult you today because we're taking
speed
up a lot
it up,
of time.
Would you? Like, fuck, I want
the
you to
machine
be
god Carl Anderson. Yeah,
thank you.
Anyway.
I want you to be here.
Anyway. The man who bled buckets tonight and didn't get a thank you. The man who was literally lit on fire, but still found the power to summons him a glass of that Josh wine.
God, you're a fucking
he is between 5 foot six
man.
And 7 foot one. He has somewhere between a 1-inch and 78-inch penis. Yes. He is the 7-time World Tag Team Champion,
yes.
The Big LG, Duck Go! $5. Thank you, Fink. That was very sweet. Well, thank you, Doc. Would you like to interview me this week? Yeah, I sure would, Fink. Let's get these other two bastards out of here.
Fink's got to go.
Oh, fine. Fuck off, Carl. I'm out of here.
How does Fink do this to me every week?
He just always knows where you're at. He's always watching you. He's like a guardian angel for us. You just piss him off more than I do.
So we're going to save this for another pod, like everything. We're always saving something for another
pod. We've been saving things for the next years at a time now.
But what do you think Fink's doing looking out on Stamford right now?
He knows it's
what would Fink say?
It looks like this place is finally in shambles. Oh, boy. And there's no one who isn't job scared.
That's true.
Other than our friends, the Samoans, and the New Day. Anyone else could be fucked.
How does Fink get a big pop from Gallows?
I love the Fink.
Yeah, get out of here, best. Fink.
He
oh.
left. I don't know.
You,
that was a message on my phone. He voice memoed that down.
That was pretty fucking great. You know who's not job scared? Us.
No, we're not.
Fuck. But even when we were there, we weren't job scared, honestly. Remember?
No, because we knew. What do we always say? We made it outside. We're good.
Yeah, and like, but we never. I never remember going. Like, there was never a time we would go home and think, "Fuck you, no." Oh, I hope we don't get fired. Right?
No, we never said that
ever. Never
now,
once.
My first run, every week you went home, they wanted you to feel like that.
Yeah. No. Not.
They wanted to lead through fear. I talked to a. It's funny because it's a man recently released.
The size of that CBD you just put.
But
in
I couldn't put it back there because my ear has a little coagulated blood and guys, maybe some sweat.
Guys, spoiler, it's not CBD. It's a massive blunt.
That's not true. Come on. Have some respect.
A Philly blunt.
Yes, it's a Philly blunt.
With loads of THC in it.
It's legal in this state. We're in Nevada right now.
Even McGunn might have a couple shots tonight. What's it called? Rips?
A couple tokes.
Look at rips of those bad
boys. Left-handed cigs for the gun.
I got to say, I had a milestone here. My 3-year-old Cash,
yes,
is
cutest child ever.
Thank you. Is finally toilet trained. I've been changing diapers for over 11 years.
Yeah, you've been just going through
almost 12 years.
You have
11 and a half years, and so like not that's, doing that anymore
big,
is pretty cool.
That's big for you.
It's a big deal.
Is it a little stress reliever?
It is. You know, as a parent, it's not easy, right? So when I was changing a diaper like 6 months ago, and I remember like changing his diaper, shit everywhere, corn. I mean, it's a human. She's 3 years old. This is a man's dump.
Blocks of cheese.
And I go,
goat cheese.
And I go, yeah, goat cheese.
Feta.
Lettuce.
A whole lettuce wrap came out once.
I mean, crispy cabbage.
A shit covered lettuce.
He has a great diet. Carrots.
He's so healthy.
A little bunny, you know?
Just hopping around Tampa, Florida.
But I start wiping his ass. I did this. I go, fuck, this sucks. And I just was talking to myself. My oldest son was like, Daddy, are you sick of changing diapers? And I go, Kate, I'm sorry that you saw that. Yes, I'm sick of changing diapers.
I've been doing it for over a decade, dear boy.
Because it was, like I said, it was like a cow. You know when a cow dumps when they're just
patty.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this beautiful little kid,
see,
and I go, buddy, listen, you know that you're pooping, you're having the time of your life, just crapping your pants, it's enough. And now he looks at me and says, poop.
Maybe
poop.
You would have kept it and goes to the toilet, growing mushrooms out of it. Who knows?
When you go to Japan, your stomach goes through some changes.
And my stomach goes through changes every morning.
Truthfully, right? But how muddy does it get in Japan?
Oh, I've had some severe cases of mud butt. I actually bought my second 4-wheel drive when I was working there.
It's the truth.
You got to get through it.
You have to go through it, but you eat the chonko, right?
Yeah.
And the mushrooms, you eat the mushrooms. I don't mean to gross anybody out, but let's just say this. When it comes back out, the mushrooms have grown back. Hey. Rock goes, man, what the fuck are you talking about, dog? I go, man, that's what happens.
Balls
is
deep,
that not
this
true?
This is such a shitty podcast. Get it?
Yes. Anyways, I'm not changing diapers anymore, guys. That's
I'm happy for you. I had a little son milestone, too. Cade has finally come around in the last. I think he's tired of people asking
questions. This is your 14-year-old now?
He's going to be 15 in March. He gets his learner's permit.
Taller than me.
In 2 months.
Blonde hair.
Almost to the day.
Perfect-looking boy.
But he finally has gone, Dad, I full-blown want to be a wrestler. I don't want to do anything else.
Well, you didn't tell me this.
I know. I'm telling you now. It's rocked me to my very core. And I was like,
where the fuck did this come from?
What are you talking
Besides, you've been him on shows as Brush Boy when he was 10.
Well, he grew out of that shit and was like enamored with sports and everything. And he just went, well, that's what I want to do.
Did he pull you aside? How did he say it?
We've been working out together in the home gym. And yeah, we have like
he's getting some in-depth
stuff. And he's like popping for his little muscles coming out. And he called me yesterday and he goes, Dad, guess what? I go, what? He goes, I got 165 for 10. I go, then you can pop 185, no problem.
165
for 10? 165 for 10. Yeah. I said, then you can pop, because we've been trying to get to
that's 185. That's a lot.
We've been trying to get him to 185. He's stuck at 175. He goes, I said, well, did you get 185? And he goes, no, because I want to wait and I want you to see me get it. And I almost fucking started
185 crying. Is cool.
That's a milestone. It's 45 and a 25. It's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it made me like, oh, man, really? Okay. Like, I'm
that's
cool.
Pretty cool.
I'm cool again.
That is pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
185 is something special, right? Like,
that's big.
Because 165, well, 155 is the 45s and the 10s, right?
Tens, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I do now. I just put the 45s on there, and I stick that to 12. So I do 135 for 12, and I don't do anymore.
I got a rebuilt pec on one side and a torn one on the other. I don't go higher than 135. You can do a lot with 135 with a shit ton of reps and still look fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's just fine with me.
I had a 440-pound bench press when I was 19. That's not bragging. Then I tore my pec the week after I did it. I wonder why.
Like, well,
you're not
because you
to
shouldn't
do
that be doing
when you're
19
that. Years old. It's stupid.
I can probably do 185 now if I really, really pushed myself into it. I could probably hit 10. Now that's really hard.
I haven't gone heavier than 225 in like 10 years. No longer, since the big surgery.
I probably could probably only get 225 once.
You could get it more than that. You just don't want to.
So before my debut in Japan.
Yeah.
I was in Nagoya, Japan. In Japan, they always work out
before the show. Yeah.
This is my debut.
So were you benching heavy that day?
At the New Japan Cup.
Okay.
The debut, I had Kanemoto, singles match.
Yes.
And I saw them all working out, so let me get a pump in real quick.
Come on, boys.
So this is 2008. I threw the 225 on there. I had 225 on there.
Yeah.
And I threw it up for about 18 times.
Oh, they love that.
And they were going crazy.
Combine, yeah.
Then I walked over and I fell over. I almost died. But I was bigger and stronger than.
Strong, yeah.
I was thicker too. I was a psycho. But that's cool though. About Cage.
It was just a cool like but what popped me the most was him wanting me to see him do it cuz he could have just done it and then told me and I would have been like, "Great, congratulations." But he was like, "I want to get it with you." And I was like, That's some dad and son shit right there.
That'll
tear you up.
That's pretty fucking cool. Here we are. Don't explain where we are.
You're running cords all through my legs.
We always like to say,
I love when you run cords around my balls. Hey,
I think that was just.
Oh,
I think that was.
Just, I thought it was the guy outside.
Yeah. No one's outside.
Oh,
nice,
oh, great.
Finally, the podcast
we were
can
a
turn
real
up.
Conversation, and then fucking spiffy long pops walks
there
in here.
Go.
Hello, Brian.
First off, professional equipment. What is this?
We told you.
Balls deep's here. That's the only reason.
Listen,
we don't just have an old iPhone 10 today.
Listen,
Hawkins.
Myers.
Where's the iPhone? This is bullshit.
Listen, Myers. None of your.
No.
You're stepping all over the cords here, kid.
That was the gig mark there.
You know me. I'm a little bit of a lover of the blade.
You are. Yeah, you get off on.
Anyways, guys, welcome.
Did Heath carry you guys through a good one tonight?
Hey,
dude, I gotta say this, and Keith, you're not allowed to get
Myers is in the
is
house
funny
here.
As shit.
Brian Myers
Brian
here.
Brian Myers here. So Keith was a little nervous because he's never cut himself.
No, man, I don't get nervous, man.
So we
hold on. This was his color debut.
Color debut.
Oh, his
color debut.
Holy shit!
So we're laying there, and like you know, I hit mine, and I was like, "It's going good. Let me hit a couple more times." Usually, I sweat it off, but it wasn't a whole lot of movement after I got mine.
Who'd had some good?
And I was fucking. I was fucking brother gushing like Dusty, and I'm laying next to Heath selling I don't know what, and he goes, "Hi, man." I go, yeah, and he goes, am I bleeding good? And I didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I go, yeah, listen, I haven't told any of you guys this yet because I had to clean up and come back, and this is hilarious. No, hold on. Stop. You're not ready. The pop's not there yet.
That's already gone.
He goes, man, am I bleeding good?
This is during the match on the floor.
I'm selling. I'm laying on the floor. I look over at him. I go, you're bleeding good. And he goes, oh, damn, am I bleeding too bad? I don't want to say, brother, I'm not trying to break your heart. I see one trickle of blood. It's going to be gone in 2 seconds.
Oh, man, am I bleeding too bad? I was like, yeah, you're bleeding out, brother. I don't know. We're going to have to. Bethany, come over here and stop this blood.
You could tell if you're bleeding too bad, right? Like, be in your eyes. Like,
no, instantly.
Well, like I stood up a couple times. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going good because I can't see anything. Keith thought that he was bleeding out.
I'm gonna tell you.
I remember the first time I did it, I did a terrible one. Like, not that he did a terrible one, but I didn't have much.
He did a terrible one.
I was fat, I was sweaty, and I thought, oh no, am I bleeding too much? We better take the match home. I'm like 19, I know nothing. And I got in the back,
pimple.
And there was like a little bit maybe on my nose, and I was like, oh. I look like a real wiener next to
you. You and
guys.
Heath, like Bubba and Forrest in the forest, and he's just laying there like, I want to go home, guys.
I mean, I'm laying there, and it's like, oh, and it's no, like, I can taste the copper in my mouth running down my nose.
No, you know.
And Heath goes, man, am I bleeding good?
So I got to say, when you got in the ring, and like we started to stand off or whatever, I looked at you, and you were bleeding too much. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? And what's I was about to grab you and pull you over, and I went, nah, I'm all right.
What's your method?
I don't do the poke and twist. I do the lines right across the lines of the forehead. That's how I used to see the old guys do it. Yeah. So I do that. And it always heals up good, unless I keep doing it, I guess. And then I look like an idiot.
It looked deep.
It'll be fine.
What? I remember one time. Just
I always tell her 3 showers from now, you're not going to notice. And it really is.
It's true.
Hawkins. Four.
Hawkins, I was
trained by Mikey Whipwreck, and one time I think he was just looking for something to talk about, and we had like blade glass, and he was like showing us how to do it.
Today,
but he was saying all the different ways, you know, like there's the line, the twist, there's like
Dreamer,
the quick pokes.
Dreamer cut himself in the back.
I see Tommy come in, and I see there's blood coming down, but I don't know. I said, did you get hit or something? I don't know what happened.
Yeah, gallows style, hit your head on the bin.
Well, that's what I said.
I got real color.
Hey, I said, Tommy, are you okay? I said, are you okay? And he goes, well, I taught those guys how to get colored. You need me to teach you how to get colored?
Wait to hear this. This is Hoot 101.
I said, teach me how to get color.
The world famous channel.
Tommy, I don't want to do a flip bump. I'm not getting color.
tell Hawkins what happened in the hardcore war.
What happened
in
I got a hematoma. Look at this.
Oh, no.
I can barely stand.
What else? What else?
Oh, I got hurt my knee.
Look, I got blood.
I'm trying to glue this shut, and he's going, look at these. I mean, I don't know.
I'm telling you, I'm a fucking. Hey, I pulled Scott aside and said, did you know what happened?
Did you know you hired Terry Funk at
52?
Real
serious. He was like, did you know when you signed me, you had a legit hardcore legend?
He goes, Foley Funk, Hoot Allegra.
I wasn't
Foley
booked.
To the back, pal. Hell in a cell, Allegra here.
I wasn't.
Hell in a cell, Allegra.
I wasn't
here,
booked, but you know, I got here, had a nice little pump, watched TV, hung
nice
out. But
night,
I was
right?
following the hashtag Hard to Kill, and especially during your guys' match, there were some ones that were popping me so fucking.
Let's
hard.
Hear it.
There's one about like Gal's getting the best color ever. And they're saying, like, this is the most abysmal hardcore match I've ever seen.
Here comes Myers.
Myers trying to bury everything.
I was just loving it. Like, keep them coming, guys.
Dude, that's going to get cut.
I got to find some more of them.
No, find some good ones, Myers.
It was not an abysmal hardcore
it
match.
Was great. The
it
crowd
was not
loved
an
it.
Abysmal hardcore
it's the match. Same thing that happened, like, when in Las Vegas. What did we get 2 nights in a row? What's the chant we got?
This is awesome.
Enough said. That's it, baby. What do you fuck you want us to do, Kev?
Do you want me to die?
Yeah.
I don't know. Want me to die?
It was a holy shit.
Yeah, holy shit. Oh, no, this is awesome.
Were there any tax?
There was a fight forever?
No, because the girls were using them. I was going to take the tax.
Why do the girls have tax in it?
They're in a Texas death match in the main event, brother.
I was thinking Ultimate X. I'm like, that doesn't need weapons.
Can I explain where we are?
Nope.
I didn't even get a chance to explain where we're at.
We are in Puerto Rico. We're working for Carlos.
We're not going to Puerto Rico.
We're not going to Puerto Rico. That was a joke.
We're live. So I like to always say where we're at. We're in Dallas, Texas.
I thought this
we're
was
on the road. Yeah. We're in the hotel.
Yeah.
This is post Hard to Kill.
Yeah.
Where we had a hardcore war match.
Yeah.
A good pay-per-view. I got some good reviews from the entirety of the pay-per-view.
Everyone except Myers thought it was a decent show.
I didn't see it. I didn't see anything. I'm reading mean tweets.
I'll tell you what.
Read mean tweets, love and life.
Myers is double M, mean Myers. That's what he is.
That's better than bare minimum, Brian. You're working your way up in the world. Bad. Look at that.
Hey, it's max effort, Myers.
You'd rather be mean than be lazy.
Myers you want me to put you guys over?
Myers is the best.
Let me put you guys over. Balls deep. I'm going to need you to hold this because I have props.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second. You okay? Oh, I need to watch your unboxing too.
Oh, yeah, his unboxing is
I want to have the first ever autographed Good Brother Super 7 figure.
Oh, God. Oh, yes.
You've always been a big fan of mine.
This is just for, like, the PC. I don't need my name on just a straight Gallows. And
you going to sell it?
Oh, I think you're
going to write my name. I'm not going to write your name, brother.
All right, we'll
you guys don't own that, by the way.
Doing this live on the Pizzod.
Look at that.
Here we go.
First ever. You never signed one of those.
First,
right?
And no. Nope, I never absolutely have. Not.
There you go.
It's a bad autograph because the box is a little misshapen, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know. The ropes yeah, what are they know? Autographs.
Oh, we got autographs at the top, don't we?
Yeah, you got it. But then you cover your face, so it's a tricky deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So Cardona is in the world title match, and I'm in the hardcore war, oh, getting ready to get set on fire. But he goes, I'm such a psycho.
Finally.
I would just buy the gear they did wrong nice and wear that to make the figure
that's
accurate.
So psycho.
I was like, I'm not doing that.
Bob. You're going to wear
them. Is the security guy coming?
Brother Tom. Welcome to Impact Wrestling. I'm sorry for the machine gun's brutal entrance. You know what? I'll conjure the thing from heaven.
What's he talking about?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Drink too much too quick.
Tom?
Gallo's got to his buzz way
what
too
would
quick.
You like to be, what would you like to be called?
My name is Tom Hannafin.
Well, hello, my friend.
How are you guys
I got to tell you, I got to make it.
Anyways, you're Tom here, formerly Tom Phillips of WWE.
Why do you keep...
He's because you're,
no,
cause you're,
no,
cause
he's
you're
podcast
just,
hosting.
Because you're just...
He's setting the
I
scene
have to say
for
something.
The audience.
That's not how these podcasts work, Tom. I'm double-fisting. See the table?
We know. But welcome. I'm glad you're here. Yes, good to
thank
see
you. For coming.
We haven't had drinks since Graves' basement.
That was...
Wow. That was an epic night of drinking, though.
It was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yep.
I remember, I'm good. I've screened my head up. Thank you.
That would have been 2000. It was 2016.
I've done that in 6 months.
I'll tell you exactly when that was.
Please tell me.
It was October of 2016 because we had just did the first annual Trick or Treat Street Fight.
Oh, yeah.
And when we left,
it was a bad night for us.
We drove from Newark to, for example, Newark to Corey Graves' house.
Yes.
And the whole time we kept going, what just happened to us?
Why did
we come here?
We didn't think this was going to happen, but man, it happened fast.
Yeah, we're not like that. It really made us go, what just happened? Gallo's bobbed for apples and actually got it.
When did you guys make your debut? I forgot who you did.
April
was it the Usos?
2016.
April of 16. October
so by
16.
October 16, you're in the Trick or Treat.
We're in your basement going, what just
what
happened?
A run. What a run for the Good Brothers.
I think that was like literally, like it was Enzo versus Gallows in a Trick or Treat street fight, okay? Enzo takes Gallows' head, tries to drown him in water. Gallows comes up with an apple in his mouth.
Do I get a thank you? No, I get a rubber tombstone flew into the crowd. Don't ever do that again. Oh, sorry, buckface.
He bobbed for the apple and got it. Like,
oh my God!
That's what.
I'm like Charlie fucking Brown, pal. That takes skill.
It was really good.
I think what bugged me more, just as like a Christmas movie fan, was that it was the Miracle on 34th Street fight every year, and I was like, you know, there's other Christmas movies that people remember. Like, you know, Elf came out in the last 20 years.
It did. Yeah.
I love Christmas Vacation. I'm like,
I'm
do
a big
something.
Christmas Vacation guy.
Oh, so good.
Well, the one and
don't
the
throw
one,
me down, Clark.
Well, they dressed up Rhino and Heath as
Rhino looked pretty fucking hot as Mrs. Claus.
But it was Santa Claus. Yeah,
he really does some really nice costumes sometimes.
But Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
How about when I had to have Hawkins loves this story.
It wasn't Christmas time
when I had to have my Santa Claus matches Festus. Festus is already fat, and they brought in a fat suit. I said, God damn, how fucking fat is this? How fat is old Chris Kringle?
Hold on, what?
This is
fat Festus.
So set the stage. What year is this?
Okay, this
December 2007.
Hawkins loves
Rochester, New York.
December 07.
It's the day.
Okay, WWE. He knows it better
the
than
day
me.
We became Edgeheads and they changed their names to Hawkins Rhino.
Oh, I, so you
I
had
have,
a great day. Let's
I
fucking
have,
talk about that.
Like, you know, like days in your life that are just vivid.
Well,
this
of course.
Is a things that happen.
Was this like Miracle on 34th Street
in my brain.
To you?
Hmm?
Was this Miracle on 34th
no.
Street for you?
Okay. So it's Deuce Snuka versus Festus in a Santa Claus match. And that's just what it says on the sheet.
He was so easy to
win. So I have like life-altering shit going on in my day, but I finally see one of my best friends, Drew, so defeated, standing outside Gorilla in this Santa outfit, like basically like boo-boo face it, right?
And no,
he's like,
that was,
he's
I,
like look at me, man. I look like a fucking idiot. What the fuck is this? Look at that fucking idiot. And then, like, dude, like, out of a movie.
And he said, you
Michael
play
Hayes
on TV.
Power walks by in his fucking purple suit and hat
that
and his
he still
fanny
wears.
Pack. And he goes, hey, Drew, I want a nice, fun Santa Claus match, okay? And he walks away.
Oh, my God.
He goes, I want a nice,
what does that even
fun
mean?
Santa Claus
A nice,
match.
Fun Santa Claus. And then the match is the shits. So they're throwing, like, shoot headlocks and, like, goes, like,
at
it's, like,
at one point,
insane.
We start getting mad at each other. I right arm headlock.
Dude.
So what
I
happened?
Just saw it on YouTube the other day because fucking Cardona was watching it, of course.
When you come back to Gorilla, what happened?
They said, great. Oh, wait, that was awful.
Because you had a nice little set.
JBL came walking through the locker room going, hey, what he always liked me and liked my stuff.
Oh, he loved, no,
that was great.
He loves you.
What did Michael say?
He goes, hey, I want a nice fun Santa Claus match, okay? Like all serious in his face, and then
what
walked
the
away.
Fuck is, you know what I've never
like, but he went out of his way to say it, so I was like, but what does that mean?
I've never said this publicly, you but you know, what, Rob, chat my ass the most out of the humiliation of
what
it.
What
really gets me worked up was they gave us both these fat suits, right? And then in true WWE fashion, my opponent disappears for hours.
Naturally.
I don't see him till Gorilla. I have on, I'm like 300 pounds. I have a fat suit on.
Sweating it out.
A Santa suit on. I'm sweating out the Busch Lights that I had the night before. And fucking this guy walks in. He went and got his tailored. There's the sleeves are cut off. He's got a new belt. No fat suit. I go, where's your fat suit? He's like, oh yeah, I can't wear it. It doesn't work for my gimmick. And I was like, a fucking motherfucker. And then we were out there and just things were not going
shoot righty,
well.
A shoot righty headlock, you know, when in doubt.
When in doubt, you just got to grab and hockey punch him.
Obviously, announcers don't really wear costumes, at least predominantly in WWE. Like NXT, they get away with it or did get away with it. But like when I was there, it was Byron Saxton who ruined outfits, like costumes at like Christmas and Halloween for
all
the announcers. So it was, he is a very festive guy. And I want to preface this. I love Byron Saxton,
yeah,
Brian
course,
Kelly.
Yeah.
He is a saint. He is going to heaven.
He's a nicer man than anyone in this room.
Than anybody in wrestling, in my opinion.
Yes. Too nice for wrestling.
There was a Halloween edition of Raw where it was like the Oakland setup for the Raw desk, right?
Right.
So it's Cole, Graves, and Byron. Graves wore the David S. Pumpkin suit. If you remember that SNL sketch. Like,
I remember him wearing the suit.
He wore it like a week, 2 weeks after the sketch had aired. So it was like timely as all hell. And of course, he rocked it. Byron wore a onesie. Like a bright powder blue ducky onesie with footsies. So he's sitting there and those on cameras, you can see all that. You can see their feet because they're sitting in the chairs and everything yeah. to the point that it was like, after that, the edict put out was that no more costumes for announcers, nothing. Ruined all the fun for us.
Like Mike Rome dyeing his hair blonde. Remember that?
Well, welcome to Impact. You could wear like Demolition's ring gear tomorrow. Nobody will say shit.
That was
you.
An odd day.
What happened? What?
So I'm really enjoying it, and everything that I've been told about Impact is true. Like,
of
everybody's cool as hell.
Yep. Laid back.
Everybody's laid back. It's yep. fun. That was a banger of a show.
It was a good show, yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, thanks, Hawkins. Yeah.
Thank you,
Tom. I was really trying to show
I spent horror. More time. So, like, one thing, like, they always want us to take those matches really seriously when we were in WWE. It's like, you got to take it seriously, or, like, the carnage and such. And I was like, that was one of the funniest fucking matches I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you, Tom, welcome to the show.
You came down with a golf club. I started laughing so hard. Oh, you came down. Yeah. But you come down with that and then drill Willie in the balls. And I was like,
yeah,
I love this show. I think the next thing out of my mouth was like, I love this job.
The people enjoyed watching me get my nuts
I enjoyed
kicked.
The hell out of it.
My unshaved nuts.
That was one of the first things I did was put the thing like on his nuts and hit him.
It was
pretty
so
fun
good.
When you did that.
It was so good.
I love that. Welcome to the team, baby.
Thank you, man.
Glad you're here.
Have you.
This is nice.
It's fun to have you here. It's fun to have this room full of all my friends.
I wasn't expecting to see Brian Myers here. This is great.
It's time to wrap it up. We got nothing accomplished again.
Well, we never do. Tom, you've called way more main events than any of us, so let's take it to the house, good brother. Let's send it out on you.
Hold on, real. I need brother to come in here real quick.
Well,
the one that just came in.
The one
who I've been trying to teach to get. If you want to get famous, you got to have a scandal.
Now entering the podcast, the very controversial VSK. And yeah. I know what you're thinking. Why am I controversial? And the
so
thing is,
reasons.
I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Right. You got a lot of fucking issues, tough. Kid.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to make it.
Thank you.
For sure.
All right.
We're going to find that scandal. Yeah,
yeah. Microphone back to Phillips. Right. Close it out.
Hey, stop calling me.
Stop dead naming me.
Hannigan.
No!
Call him Tumultuous Tom until you get rest of
Tom.
You
double T.
Tom works.
There we go, baby.
Works Tumultuous Tom.
Close us out. This is Carl Anderson. He is Doc Gallows. That's Emilio. Brian Myers, VSK. Unfortunately, two other people in the room that I don't know their names yet, but I
even better.
Tom Hannafin. And this has been Talking Shop.